Hey everyone, Queen Cooley here. How are you? Wanted to do a nice video for you today and hope that you are all doing well. If this is your first time here, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. If you've been with me for a while, thank you so much for coming back. I am Queen Cooley. I am an activator, spiritual activator, and I help people find their gifts and help them get in alignment so that they can find their soul purpose and what they're actually supposed to do here on this blue marble planet Earth. And I wanted to touch base with you guys today for a bit of a different reason. This is for everyone. Usually I do it for the 11s. I make videos specifically for the 11s and some other numbers, but today this video is for everyone. And I was going through some of the journals that I have, and I realized that I just have so much stuff to give you guys. And you all really need it. Right now, we are going through a crazy time. The world is not in good shape, and we are all being called up. That's the way I can say it. You and I are all being called up. And this is all about your spiritual walk. And, no matter where you are, even if you're just beginning, or if you've been on for a while, if you've been awakened for a while, this is about all of us starting to be like, okay, let's get serious. We need to show up because there's so many bad things happening in the world. You and I, whether you know it or not, you are here because you agreed to be here at this time. You signed off on it because the world needs your light. The world needs what you have. The world needs the good that's in you so that we can all help each other, right? It's supposed to be that you and I work together to bring good things into the world. So I just wanted to encourage you and to let you know that you're not alone. It was interesting because I was looking on YouTube yesterday and I realized that there was some people, they were giving their testimonies and about heaven, about hell, about what they saw. And I realized that I just have been very blessed in the stuff, the work that I do. I have seen God many times. I see people and animals when they've crossed over. I can speak to all of my team, which is the archangels, my personal team, my ancestors, my totem animals, as well as my clients. And I've just been afforded a really amazing view of heaven. And I'm a very sensitive person. I'm an empath. I'm a light worker. I hate labels, but basically, I'm super sensitive. I'm an 11. If you know anything about numbers, you get it. We take everything so seriously. We overthink all the time. We have shiny object syndrome, and we think that everything is about us. And it's not. And I'm working on that. And you guys should be too. Half the stuff that we get upset about isn't even our stuff. But, anyways, I digress. And I thought, I should start telling you guys about some of these encounters that I've had, because I've had some really amazing stuff happen to me, and I've also been able to see amazing things. My personal angel, who I shall remain nameless because he wants to be, has taken me up to heaven anytime I want. I go and I go to the throne room, and it's amazing. I can tell you this, if you believe in God, and I always say this, it doesn't matter. God doesn't care what you call him. I'm kind of the belief that he's so multifaceted, right? Whether you believe in Buddha, Lord Shiva, whatever, it doesn't, whatever works for you is cool. There's no judgment here. For me, it's God, and he will let me into the throne room, but I've never been able to look at his face because it's so bright that, and that's probably on purpose, obviously, but I've heard his voice many times, both here on earth and up there. I've seen other worlds and other beings as well. So I've been very, very lucky. And I can tell you that we on planet Earth are way far down from where these beings are. They are up in the heavens, right? They are so far up. It's kind of like if you thought about heaven or other worlds, you have to think of us as being like way here. And so imagine that there's this elevator, right? If any of you guys saw Jupiter Ascending, that movie with Mila Kunis and what's that guy's name for Magic Mike? I forgot his name. He was in it. And so he takes her up because he becomes an angel or whatever. And it's kind of like a elevator shaft of light. And they're going up like this. That's kind of what it's like. So the angel has to take me. He like carries me in his arms, like a baby like this, right? And I'm looking up and I can't see his face either. All I can see are gigantic wings and light and his form. And he has like a white like robe on and then big wing. The wings, you guys, I have a story for you about wings. I'll tell you in a second. But the wings are huge. You guys, bigger than your house. Like if you stood in the middle of your house and the wings are their wings, the angel's wings are bigger than that. They're longer than that. That's how big they are. They're amazing. But they take you like this, like you're a baby, and bring you up. And it seems like you're going for a while because you leave like Earth and then it gets kind of darker. So you're up like into the skies, darker, darker, darker. And then it gets lighter and lighter and lighter. And you're like, what's going on? And then you kind of feel the breeze and stuff and it's completely quiet, but it's not weirdly quiet. It's just quiet. If any of you have ever, I don't know why I'm losing my memory here, but the name for when you're like on the back of a boat, you know, when they bring you up and you, I forgot what it's called, but, I did it in Mexico, but you know, you're up high. What's it called? I don't know. You guys just let me know. Cause I can't remember the name of it. Cause I'm silly like that tonight. Cause I've been working a lot, but anyways, you can't hear anything when you're up there. It's just wind. It's really nice, actually. It's the same sound, just wind. But the throne room, and then he'll drop me off in front of this big, gigantic doors. And the doors are, I think they're white. And they're huge. So if you're standing up, I feel like a toddler. It's very, very, you feel very small because the doors are huge. I mean, tall wise, right? Think of a giant, like, and then I go in and he's sitting down and the earth is beneath his feet and he's sitting in a big chair. I can't really see anything around the periphery because I'm not shown that. And I just see him in a robe of white. And I see his sandaled feet. And I can't get any farther up. So I've kind of stopped like here. I can't see anything more. But it's the biggest, brightest light you've ever seen. It's warm and loving. Everything that everyone says is true. It is, you are so loved and so happy, like makes you cry. It's crazy. You just feel like you belong there. So anyways, I don't know. I feel like I was reading something I wanted to read to you guys. And, you know, he loves little kids, right? So if you approach him as a little kid, and I'm always kind of like, what should I do? You know, or what do you want me to do? Or what am I supposed to do here? Because I'm kind of lost. I'm kind of trying to figure this out and I'm having a hard time. And then he'll tell me, you know, do this or do that. What you guys don't know is he's actually really funny. And he's always tells me that laughter is underrated and being funny is underrated. You know, he's funny. But you hear his voice in your heart and your body. And you just know it's him. You just know. And you just feel like a child, really. And privileged to be there. And very respectful. And I just wanted to give you guys some courage. Because I was reading this. This is what he told me. He said, there are many right now who are searching and struggling with courage. They are giving into fear because it's easy to do. Tell them your story and that you struggle too, yet you found a way through and show them how to connect with me. Meditate. So that's one thing I'm going to be doing is helping you guys find a new way to meditate, because especially for my 11s, 22s, 33s, if you're an overthinker, if your mind runs a lot, like mine never stops, we can't just sit there and be like, it just doesn't work. I use music, but there are certain things that we can bring in that will help you to meditate. So if you're having issues meditating, and then even then, sometimes people say, I can meditate, but I don't see anything and I don't hear anything. And I'm like, well, are you asking any questions? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you're just waiting for something to pop up and say hi to you. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, once you meditate, learn how to meditate, and then you are in that vibration of happiness and joy, you need to start asking some questions, right? Like, I'd love to see my ancestors. Is there anyone here from my team that could say hi to me, or my totem animals, or the archangels? Anybody? I'd love to say hi. Start with Archangel Michael, or start with Archangel Uriel, or Archangel Raphael, and just ask them to be with you. And they will be. But right now, I just thought that it would give you confidence and courage to know anytime I have a new client, what I do is I go to the realms, as I say, and I talk to their ancestors or whoever, or if God wants to talk to me, or whoever. I've talked to Lord Shiva too. And they will show up for you if you're ready. But the courage is because there's so much fear down here. But listen to this, you guys. This is what I heard. Hold the line against evil. That is both yours and our purpose. Yet the evil is not what you think it is. It is by far something different, altogether different. Now, if I said to you right now, what's evil, right? I know you guys would point to the war and everything, which it is. It is. But besides that, when they say evil, this is one of my highest guides said this to me. This is what she meant. It is the illusion of separateness, the illusion of not mattering to anyone or anything. That's evil, right? The thought of being alone and disconnected is what hurts your kind the most. We fight against that by encouraging connectedness. That is what this is all about. You matter. And you know this. And many do not. We are here to remind them. And that was one of my highest guides. And I really thought, you know what? Absolutely right. If you've seen any of my other videos, there's a video where I talk about the lies that are told to us by the dark ones and what we have in our minds, that we're all disconnected, we're all separate. That's what hurts us the most. And especially for those of you guys that are gifted, right? Those of you that are empaths, the light workers, the overthinkers. It's so hard because you feel alone all the time, but what that's really not true. It feels like it, I know, but you're not. You're not ever alone. It's a lie. Because the people that you've lost are just in another dimension, but they're still near you. And I know it doesn't replace them physically, but we can think about it. And then the dark ones come and they try to make that even bigger, right? And it's powerful to not be connected, to be alone is horrible, right? That's what's difficult for us because we all are connected and we all want to feel that. So I want you to know from the realms, from my team to yours and to you, that you are heard, you are seen. And you may feel alone and think you have to do it all by yourself, but you don't. And you're not. I know it's you don't feel it all the time. But trust me, if you tune in and open up your mind and get still, and ask your team to come forth, their loved ones, they're there. They're still there. There's still a link there, right? They're still there because everyone you've lost is still close to you. So I wanted to give you this message today because it hopefully will give you hope and let you know that you are important and that you do matter and that you're here for a reason. Because I talk to so many people and they're like, I'm all by myself. I'm all alone. This sucks. And I don't even know why I'm here. And even if I did, what the hell? I just want to give you some hope, right? I am offering a 30-day challenge starting December 1st. Find Your Light Challenge. This is going to be different than anything else you've ever seen because I'm going to help people with meditating. We are going to do spirit. We're going to have spiritual exercises, and there's journal, there's audio, there's video. I'm going to be live, and it's about finding your light and finding your strength and knowing that you are connected. So I will leave the link below. If you want to work with me and you want to find what your gifts are, if you want to get in alignment, you can email me as well. And let me know if you want some sessions with me. And I will do more of these videos and talk about other times that I've met other angels and beings. But I just wanted you to know that you're not alone. And trust me, I'm human, part human, whatever. We've all struggled with this. And I know sometimes, a lot of times we do feel alone, and that's why we do feel disconnected, and then that sucks. But please remember what I said. It's just another dimension. And call on your team and call on your ancestors because they're there to help you. They don't want you to struggle. So I will leave all the links below. Let me know if this helped you. Let me know if you want to hear more of these type of encounters that I have, because I have them all the time. Not just once in a while. I'm very, very lucky. It's the gifts that I have that it's not me, but they come through me for you guys. That's what it is. And I hope that this enlightened you a little bit. All right. Let me know. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.